Nashville leaders have started interviewing the more than 150 nominees who want to serve on the city's police oversight board. The Metro Council must choose 9 members before the end of the month. They'll serve along with 2 already selected by Mayor David Briley and approved by the council this week. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez has been reporting on this closely watched process. He's here to talk about what he's seeing from the nominees. Hi, Tony.
Hey, Jason.
So as you've been combing through these questionnaires that all the candidates had to fill out, what are you finding?
Yeah, first off, it's a lot of people. So it's kind of hard to summarize or generalize who is in the pool of more than 150. But I do see several former council members. There are activists, people with all kinds of day jobs. I think I saw a bus driver on the list, some security guards. There are also immigrants to Nashville who have applied, as well as former police officers. Everyone has now provided written answers to 45 questions. Some people have gone to great lengths to fill these out. Some of the applications are 10 or 15 pages long. Really, it's just an interesting snapshot of Nashville and what people are thinking about policing and civil rights these days.
Well, did any of those applications really jump out to you?
Yeah, some of them. Although first, I would say that a lot of applicants are kind of playing it safe, I'd say, with their answers. You know, when asked why they want to serve, what the board should do, they basically repeat what the charter defines as the board's mission, you know, to review police misconduct allegations, to study police policies. But a few have shared personal experiences, including some interactions with police that would probably be viewed as negative. Just as an example, there's an immigrant man from South Nashville who frankly says that he thinks his friends and neighbors are harassed by the police because of their skin color. Several other Black Nashvillians recount instances of discrimination just generally out in public. One woman even mentions that a state trooper stopped her one time on the road and ended up asking her out on a date during a traffic stop. So you are getting some anecdotes that are critical of the police.
Well, when the board was being created, there was some pushback about the rule that current law enforcement cannot serve. So how is that playing out?
Yeah, some critics kind of said that that was the Achilles heel of the board, that if you don't have law enforcement on there, how would you take it seriously? But we've now seen that there are several former police officers who applied, as well as police leaders, even a former police chief, and others with criminal justice experience, security guards, attorneys, also some members of pro-policing groups. And I want to point out one interesting example. Nashville's prior public defender, Dawn Diener, she applied. She emphasizes two things. One, that she has defended hundreds of people in court who are accused of crimes. But she also worked for Metro Legal and actually defended police officers from lawsuits. So you are getting some of these other nuanced perspectives about police that are in that applicant pool.
Well, a big question is how the Metro Council will actually pick these members. What do you know about how the voting process is going to work?
Yeah, it's not going to be easy, and it's going to be time-consuming. I can't say whether the council members are reading all of the applications or watching the interviews this week, but we're leading up to a series of votes on Tuesday night. It will be quite different from how the council normally picks people to serve on boards. There are just more names. There's also a decision still to be made about how many nominees each council member can vote for, as well as how many rounds of voting are going to be needed.
Well, and it's my understanding that it's not just a matter of which 9 people get the most votes, but they're divided up into pools.
Exactly. Yeah, the council is required to fill these seats on the board from 3 different sets of applicants. So one group is only the nominees who have been endorsed by a council member. There are about 40 of those people vying for 2 seats. Next, you've got a rule that some people have to serve from economically distressed communities. That's a group of about 80 applicants going for 4 seats. And then finally, you would have, for lack of a better word, kind of everyone else or people who applied themselves or who have maybe backing of a community group who are vying for the final 3 seats. It's going to take a series of votes to choose all of these members.
Well, once they're all chosen, all these members are on board, then what happens?
I think first up, the board will oversee the hiring of an executive director that will be a paid Metro position. And then there will be 8 other paid staff positions. They'll be doing, you know, full-time work on behalf of the Volunteer Community Oversight Board. The other thing that's out there that's still looming is there is a chance of ongoing legal challenge to the entire existence of the Community Oversight Board. The board did win a case last week, but the Fraternal Order of Police isn't satisfied. They say they're going to appeal to the Tennessee Supreme Court to try to stop the board from even existing. There's no guarantee that the Supreme Court will take that case, but that is still an open question as all of this other process plays out.
Well, thank you, Tony.
Thanks, Jason.
WPLN will be covering the community oversight vote next Tuesday night. You can follow Tony's live reporting on Twitter. You can find him at T. Gonzalez, and you can catch full coverage the following day.